Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing today?
Peachy. Perky.
Post week one NFL.
Well,
I guess it's not post. Is there a game tonight?
Yeah, there's
Bears
Ravens and,
or no,
Ravens and Raiders.
Ravens and Raiders.
The Raider Nation! Raider Nation!
Yeah.
All right.
Don't piss off those Raider fans, man. There's some.
If you're a Raiders fan, please leave a comment and subscribe on our channel. Thank you.
I want Derek Carr to do well, but, you know, he's not doing so great anymore.
How many years has he been there? I feel like it's like eight.
How many years?
Every year they're like, this is the year Derek Carr's gone, but it's been like 10 years, feels like. Maybe it's not been 10 years, but it's been there a while. Like every year, though, it's like, this is Derek Carr's last year. Gruden's bringing a quarterback. Nope, there's Derek Carr holding another year.
Nope. Red Edition.
All right, so today we are talking about the Davidoff Dominicana Robusto. Cigar is 5 1/8 by 52. Comes out of the Davidoff factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Dominican Hybrid 257. The binder is Ecuadorian Hybrid 151. The filler is Dominican San Vicente Visus, San Vicente Mejorado Seco, Piloto Visus, Corojo 99 Seco, and Yamasa Visus. Price point is $21.50. Cigar released in May of 2021. And we picked these cigars up from Havana Phil's.
Hell yeah.
So if you are in the Greensboro area, make sure to stop in.
Your one-stop Davidoff shop, baby.
They don't have any more Dominicanas though.
They gone.
Doesn't matter.
They have plenty of other fine cigars that you can choose from. All right, June, take us through your experience with the cigar.
All right, first Davidoff for it, clearly not worth buying. So I thought it was so you know how typically, well, for me anyways, when you smoke a Davidoff, it kind of eases you into this like Davidoff, you know, like profile. Starts with this like kind of hay grassiness. You might get some like funk, mushroom funk to it, right? It kind of eases you into your palate typically when you have a Davidoff. But I thought that this was very different. It started off very spicy, a lot of raw cedar, a lot of leather. You know, there's not a lot of soft notes to it. And when you retrohale, it just gets it even more intense with pepper, with this white pepper kick. And the finish is long, but like it's still very that same old leathery, raw cedar kind of a thing going on. Relatively strong cigar, medium full, medium body. I just didn't care for it. It was really unbalanced. And it is, unfortunately, whatever, $20-some.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, medium full cigar, beginning to end. I like the flavor profile, leather, chocolate. I was getting some spice, earth, damp wood, some coffee beans. It was nice. It was rich filling, medium full strength. So it's a good cigar.
All right, John, how about you?
Listen, man, can we just talk about how good looking this cigar is first? Because, you know, it's got a $21 price point. Sometimes, you know, you have a premium price cigar and you're like, you know, it looks all right. This is a $21 cigar that looks like it's a $21 cigar. It's triple banded. It's got a pigtail cap. It's got a UPC sticker that's got an integrated tear tab. It's got a cellophane on it. It's a good looking cigar. That definitely is packaged like a $21 cigar. Unfortunately for me, flavor profile didn't quite add up. I actually found, June, the first third did kind of had that Davidoff lead in for me, with sort of some sweet creamy bread, a little bit of wood, mild spices, you know, and then it just kind of like ramped up till it got to medium strength, and then just kind of sat at medium strength. And the first third was good.
Broken
it was
palate.
Maybe I was so impressed by that packaging. I'm like, you know, I'll give a free good score for the packaging. You know, I'm impressed. The marketing department has worked their butts off, and they deserve the recognition that they deserve. Unfortunately, the second third and last third, while pleasant, it just wasn't anything that was that impressive. I mean, there was some baking spices, there was some dry wood, but like it just wasn't. You know, I was like, yeah, it's a cigar, it's tobacco. I wish I wouldn't have paid $21. The construction was amazing. But, you know, that again, at $21 price point, I feel like the problem with that is that you kind of have to have amazing. There's no wiggle room there. You know, you can't have very good. $21, you kind of put yourself into perfect. So overall, you know, my experience was pretty average. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the first half inch of the cigar got my hopes up. Had a nice combination of, you know, musty toasted cedar, some spice. But after that, that toasted cedar took the lead. The other components dropped back. Some earth joined a bit later, kind of maintained that profile for the remainder of the cigar. Construction was near perfect. As John said, that's the expectation at this point. But overall, it was an average flavor profile. Pretty mundane, disappointing with how things started. But that hefty price point, I don't think it exhibits any value in regards to the cigar. It's not something I'm going to come back to. All right, getting into the scores. We're going to start at the top with Seth at 6.32. John gave it a 6.10. June gave it a 5.75. I gave it a 5.60. So, Seth, how'd that 6.32 match up for you?
Yeah, I mean, it scored well. You know, I enjoyed the cigar. It's nice flavor profile. It was nice to see Davidoff release a cigar like this that was, you know, Dominican, heavy Dominican, but also has some body and strength to it. It is a pricey cigar, though. So, is it worth it? Well, I can't buy them anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's good.
All right, John, 6.10.
Yeah, I think that matches up well. I do think the Davidoff faithful will really appreciate this because, like Seth said, it's a largely Dominican profile, and I think it does showcase to me what, you know, a lot of Dominican blends are. Unfortunately, I don't really like a lot of Dominican blends that are, you know, that style. So, you know, is 6.1 a good score? Yes. Does it line up for a $21 cigar? Probably not for me.
All right, June, 5.75.
Yeah, I'm not sure why this cigar would sell out anywhere. So
the Davidoff, I mean.
Really?
Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah, but do you see how that cigar looked, man?
Yeah,
it was really? Surprised it didn't sell out?
No. It is Davidoff. So yeah, not surprised at all, but I was pretty disappointed. Which I actually like most Davidoff that we reviewed, and in general. I would say we review a decent amount, right? Within the new stuff that comes out.
I'm not sure anyone out there reviews more Davidoff than we do.
There might be one other site, but other than that, we're pretty close.
More than we do? Maybe.
Ooh. Maybe.
But Half Wheel probably.
Oh, yeah.
About the same.
Davidoff content.
Yeah.
We do. You know what's cool, though? I'd say this, though, is I don't think we really ever overlap. I feel like we never really overlap I feel like sometimes they'll do a release that we may not do.
Yeah.
And usually when we do overlap, I think we're usually all on
same. Yeah, we're usually not that far apart, which is good to be validated because sometimes it's like, is my palate broken? No, it is the kids that are wrong.
No, I mean, it's one of these things, you know, if we're talking about Davidoff, since we were low on this. Well, Aaron didn't get to go yet, did he?
No,
but my 5.6 matches up. It's an average flavor profile, really good construction, so it gets up to the mid fives. So that's where it sits.
That's going
to
be a very expensive price per point, baby.
Yes, $3.84. Not good.
That is not cheap.
But I mean, to be honest, there are other cigars that like end up with a negative value score. This at least is in the positive, still in the positive territory.
True enough.
But, you know.
I mean, you know.
You want to finish up, Seth?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I always find it interesting to see. I find that usually, because, you know, we were just talking about Half Wheel there, and this goes out to all the listeners. This is kind of like behind the curtain. It's cool when they have their end of the year, their top 25, because one person may review it for them, but that takes into account all four or three people's opinions on it. And we take into account all of our opinions on it. So usually we're all in the same area, you know, like usually like two or three or four, which it's one of these things. If you're interested in what everyone thinks, there's pretty much consensus from the seven of us, from us four and those three or however many are there, that, you know, that is a good cigar. So usually early in the year, if we all score something pretty high, I would suggest you buy a lot of it. And I think Davidoff would too.
Yeah, especially if it's a Davidoff, because, you know,
for these limiteds that we do, if it scores high, quick. I'd get it because they go and they're gone.
They go quick.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Dominicana.